What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
From the campus of Yale University, this is Business Talk with Jim Campbell, nationally syndicated across the country on the Biz Talk Radio Network and coming to you from our flagship stations, Yale Radio WYBC and 1490 AM WGCH Greenwich. All talk and all business, 60 minutes of radio with leading figures from the world of business along with the business of politics and sports.
The architect of the great society takes on Washington dysfunction, gridlock, the corrupting influence of big money, hyper-partisanship, and control by the wingnut extremists, fixing our damaged democracy before it's too late. That's tonight on Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Joseph Califano, Jr. spent 30 years in Washington at the top of the Pentagon on the White House staff under LBJ, where he was referred to as the Deputy President for Domestic Affairs, and as U.S. Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare under President Jimmy Carter. Worked as an attorney for the Washington Post during Watergate. He's the founder of the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University. New book just out, Our Damaged Democracy, We the People Must Act. Welcome, Joe. It's a great honor to have you, and it's great to have an establishment guy taking on the establishment.
Well, it's great to be on your show, and the establishment needs to be taken on.
In an overview sense, how damaged is our democracy, and is the U.S. in a permanent decline?
Well, I think what's happened is the three branches of government have lost their constitutional bearings. The president is overwhelmingly powerful. He has become the legislator-in-chief for the country because of all the he issues 20 regulations for every law the Congress passes, beginning with Ronald Reagan in signing statements when they enact laws. Presidents often say, I'm not going to follow this provision, or I don't agree with that provision, I'm not going to do it. Presidents have sent hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Americans into combat. Since World War II, 1 million people have been injured, over 100,000 have been killed. There is no declaration of war. Most people today don't realize that the Constitution gives the Congress the exclusive power to declare war. And thirdly, the President signs all these agreements with foreign countries, and what I call trick-or-treaty. Many of them would be treaties under any understanding of the Constitution or anything we were doing just 50 years ago. Today, the presidents call them executive agreements and just sign them. And what does the Congress do? The Congress sort of sits back. I call it a crippled Congress. All you have to do is think about the past week when we had the Congress could barely get a bill to stop shutting down the government. We don't have individual appropriations bills. They don't look at every agency by agency. They spend enormous amounts of time raising money. An incumbent senator, we calculated, has to raise $30,000 a week every week of his six-year term to have enough money to run for office. That's on average. For a House member, it's $15,000 a week every week of their two-year term on average to run for office. We are out of whack, and the Congress has done a lot to really cut its nose to spite its face in many ways. And the primary system, the gerrymandering that's going to be decided in some way, somehow, this year, when you have safe districts, and to put this in perspective, there are 435 House members. When I worked for Lyndon Johnson, there were about 100 safe districts. That is districts which were won by 10% or more by the candidate. There are 402 out of 435 safe districts today. And what happens? The election is in the primary. Most people don't vote in primaries. Primaries have the active elements of each party, and what's happening is that the Republican candidates get pushed further and further to the right edge, and the Democrats further and further to the left edge, and there's no room for discussion or compromise.
All right, Joe, we're going to go into more detail on this, sort of these amazing facts. I thought it was an interesting juxtaposition that you were probably at the height of the big government in the modern era when the Great Society was done, and then you were on at the beginning of the end of the era in big government when Jimmy Carter ran as an anti-Washington candidate. I want to get your thoughts on that, and is Trump the natural evolution now, almost a reality show president?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The Great Society, there were four things that contributed to big government in Washington. One was the income tax in 1916. The second was the New Deal. And the biggest of all, you're right, Jim, was the Great Society. We pumped programs in. When Johnson became president, there were about 50 domestic programs. When he left, there were 500. When you've done that, it becomes imperative for the Congress to perform their function of overseeing the executive. Is the executive doing what they're supposed to do? Are they obeying the law? Are they issuing appropriate regulations? And don't underestimate the power of the executive today, because, you know, just stop and think about simple things. Social Security disability. Congress passes a law about Social Security disability written in very broad terms. It's the president's branch that will define what constitutes it. Medicare and Medicaid are passed. But in Medicare, as everyone who is 65 or over knows, it's really the regulators that say, okay, this pharmaceutical is covered, this medical service is covered, this one isn't. So there's enormous power there. That kind of power needs to be supervised, and Congress isn't supervising it. And that is a very serious problem. Now, the swing in the attitude of the people, you know, I think people don't like big government except their big government. It's like doctors. They get angry about the medical profession, but they love their doctor. And what my point in the book is, the president is not being supervised anymore. And the president has given up on the legislative process because Congress is so crippled. So what does Obama do? He put out all kinds of executive orders. Well, presidents can change executive orders. What does Trump do? He's changed a lot of those executive orders. I remember years ago, the labor movement and the civil rights movement wanted Lyndon Johnson to sign an order establishing fair housing, ending redlining. Remember redlining?
Yeah.
In districts, so you couldn't get any blacks in or minorities. Well, Johnson kept saying, I kept saying, you know, sign the order. And he kept saying, Joe, if I sign, this is going to be very unpopular. It's important. But if I sign an order, the next president can change it. We have to have a law. Well, it took us 3 years, but we got a law. 3 years and actually King's assassination. And we got the law passed. Today, presidents seem to just say the hell with it. They're impossible to deal with up there. I'll just sign an executive order. And we're seeing with what Trump is doing to what Obama did. You remember, Trump ran and he said, executive orders, you can't run the government on this basis. I've laid this out in the book. And then Trump comes in. He's issued more executive orders than any president in history in the first few months.
We got about a minute to go. And this, if you could do this quickly, what was it like to work for a president that was perhaps the most brilliant politician and then one who may have been amongst the least brilliant, Carter and Johnson?
Well, it was dramatically different. I mean, Johnson knew everything and everybody about Congress. Johnson had enormous focus. He knew what he wanted to do. It was poverty. It was civil rights. And he also knew that the country was changing. We were going from the corner drugstore to the big chain drugstore. We were going from the corner grocer to the big supermarket. All these things were being nationalized, so we needed a host of consumer laws. He knew what he wanted to do. I think President Carter came to, and he loved Washington. He loved to sit, drink, and schmooze with those guys. Carter did not like Washington. He had a perception of corruption in the Congress, and I mean the soft corruption. Soft corruption has now become monumental in terms of the amounts of money, and he never quite connected with those guys. He did try to pass a health care plan, but he couldn't succeed because he got in a presidential fight with Teddy Kennedy. He did try to reform the welfare system. The country wasn't ready for it. He couldn't succeed. Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich finally got it done. I think Carter was just not, Washington wasn't his town, and he really didn't. One of the first things he did was go after a whole bunch of public works kinds of things out in the Midwest and the Midwest, dams.
I remember that.
And I said, and other people did, C. Sanders, the Secretary of the Interior, Bergson, the Secretary of Agriculture, said, "Mr. President, if you do this, you'll never get anything out of those guys. Never." He said, "We're right. We're going to do it. We're right."
You're listening to Business Talk with Jim Campbell of the Biz Talk Radio Network, 350 stations around the country. Go to biztalkradio.com, find the closest one to you, listen over the Internet. Next, we'll go deeper inside our damaged democracy with Joe Califano. Stay with us.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092.
That's 800-223-0092.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414. 3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with longtime Washington leader Joe Califano. We've been talking about the concentration of presidential power and the erosion of congressional power at the same time. You know, and you went through some of those amazing stats. I think in 2016, there were 3,800 regulations issued from the executive and only 213 acts of legislation. The growth of the White House staff, I hadn't realized, too. 14 staffers under LBJ. It's now 4,000. Talk about that.
Well, yeah, it's about it's much larger. And let me give you an example. The National Security Council is about 450 people. But the one I would really focus on is the part of the staff that deals with the press. The president now runs a state-run media. There are probably 500 people that are doing nothing but press, you know, whitehouse.gov, 24 hours a day. You can get anything 24 hours a day, three or four operations from the White House. The tweeting, the constant policing of social media so that if you do something or write something and they want to answer it, it's answered right away. And, there are just hundreds of people doing that. This is the kind of social media. One CBS reporter, Bill Platt, who covered the White House for years, said it's just not a democracy in that sense. So, and the other thing about the enormous White House staff is it overwhelms the cabinet. Well, we don't know who cabinet officers are. We know General Kelly is the chief of staff of the White House.
Yeah.
That's the most powerful job. He's more powerful than the Secretary of State or the Defense or any of the other cabinet officers whose names we just don't even know. And the other thing, Lyndon Johnson had one or two lawyers as his White House counsel. I would guess that that has gone up. I don't have to guess. I mean, that kept going up and hitting 50 and 60 during the Clinton years and thereafter. And now, I think with all the problems Trump has, it's probably 50, not counting all the outside counsel. And you know, that gives the president his own lawyers. So he doesn't like what the Justice Department says. He gets an opinion from his lawyers. This is not a Trump problem, incidentally. Barack Obama asked his Attorney General, Eric Holder, whether what we were doing in Libya was considered hostilities, because if hostilities, then you had to notify the Congress, get their approval, or pull out in 60 days. Holder said, yes, it is hostilities. Obama didn't like that decision. He went to his own White House counsel, who said, no, it isn't. He followed his White House counsel. That's the world. And incidentally, the court is also infected by this. You don't need a high school education to know that Washington isn't working, and people think it's one president or something like that. It is not one president. It is not one court. It is not one Congress. This is something that's been accumulating for 50 years, and we, the people, have got to do something about it.
Hey, Joe, if we look at the decline of Congress, they don't use general order anymore. It's a three-day work week. You say they don't know each other. The earmarks, they've sort of abolished. What about the whole dysfunction of Congress?
The dysfunction of Congress is appalling. And look at it. You're right. They don't talk to each other. And you look just this week, there's a story in the Washington Post, I think, in which the staff members on the House Intelligence Committee are the minority and majority are building walls to separate the staff members from the Republican side and the Democratic side. That's incredible. They can't just take that committee. They can't even talk to each other. So the Republicans put out one memo a week ago, and the Democrats will put out another memo next week. They don't talk to each other. They're not in town. Where are they? Congress starts on Tuesday morning. They go home on Thursday afternoon. They fly either to their home district or to New York or Dallas or Palm Beach or Chicago or San Francisco or Los Angeles to raise money. And then they come back. They often figure it so you don't have any votes for most of Tuesday, so you can come in later in the day Tuesday. It is a disgrace. They are not fulfilling their responsibility. And you see it, you know, every once in a while you really see it in a really ugly way, like we're seeing it on the House Intelligence Committee. And it's no, you know, there was a day. And the other thing is, if I could mention just a little bit of your business, Jim, but I mean, the White House press coverage, what's offered now, I don't mean White House, but Washington government politics press coverage. You know, you can get your own facts. If you like the facts at Fox, you listen to Fox. If you like the facts at MSNBC or close to them now, CNN, you listen to them. And there are no unifying facts. There is no Walter Cronkite. There aren't three national news channels anymore. We have a situation in which an individual can just look at television as an echo chamber. And too many of these cable channels don't look at the public the way you do, as citizens that you have an obligation as a journalist to report, give them the facts, get the facts out there so they know what they are. Rather, we have people that look upon the audience as customers, give them what they want to hear, and then they'll sign up and listen, and our ratings will go up. So we have, one other thing with Congress, money is killing Congress. There's no question about it. Phenomenal amounts of money, billions of dollars spent by lobbyists. I think $3.2 billion in 2015 just on lobbying, not counting all the campaign contributions. And that is a real killer for these guys. And these lobbyists, you know, the people that work on the Hill work 3 or 4 years and then go to work somewhere else mostly. These lobbyists are experts. They're experts in tax, or they're experts in carried interest, or they're experts in what a corporate tax rate will do, or how you can, and they're much more sophisticated. They end up writing laws. They write statements from members of Congress. They write floor speeches. They write paragraphs in reports so that lawyers later on can use those paragraphs when they're arguing cases before administrative agencies. We need a real. And lastly, I will say, Jim, I must say this. We've made it so hard for somebody to run. People don't. No longer. First question used to be, how can I change the world? How can I make my district better, or my state, or my city, or town? The first question now is, how can I raise the money to run? Where can I get the money to run from? And then good from point. There, you slide down.
The root of all evil in politics is coming next. We've just had a good lead in it. It's right there. Stay with us.
live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8900. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Joe Califano joins us, and it's Our Damaged Democracy, We the People Must Act. It's coming out right now as we speak. And as we talked about, the root of all political evil is money. And there's a great little footnote from the book that I love. Jesse Unruh was the California Assembly leader, well known for years. And he wrote, if you can't take their money, eat their food, screw their women, and vote against them, you don't belong here. We don't see much of that courage anymore, do we, Joe?
No, we don't. I mean, money really... Public policy is smothered, by big money. And it comes in a whole lot of different ways. The amounts are staggering. I mean, when you think about the fact that to run a presidential election, it's going to be over $1 billion per candidate. Probably was this last time, if you could collect all the money. But it's also... there's so much single-issue money out there now. And, of course, we've always known, you know, there are, you know, the oil industry pumps a lot of money in, the banking industry. The hedge fund guys that have carried interest, which really, which is not treated as the same kind of wages you and I earn. Mm-hmm. We've had that. But now we have a multi-billionaire decides you must... If you recite the global climate policy we should have exactly the way I want it, I'll give you millions of dollars. If you're, otherwise you won't get anything. If you're pro-life, you'll get some money. If you're pro-abortion, you'll get some money. But otherwise, you won't get any money from me. There's an enormous amount of single interest money, and that fragments our society. We have not had this kind of money there in all the years I was in Washington. Of course, there was money, and of course, contributions were really important. But it was nothing like the problem we have today.
You know, one stat you have in there really blew me away. In 2016, the super PACs gave $1.1 billion, but here's the number: $500 million came from just 16 couples.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. And the other thing I didn't realize is individual pyramiding. You know, they tell you, they say the limits are whatever, 5,400 or something between the primary and the general. But you say an individual can really end up giving $359,000.
Yes, somebody did. Actually, even more than that, Jim. We put a pyramid in. There's a pyramid in the book about how Hillary Clinton, how George Clooney and Barbara Streisand and others could donate $350, as you said, $9,000 to Hillary Clinton. But in fact, you know, the individual is supposed to be allowed to donate only up to $5,400 to a candidate. $2,700 in the primary and $2,700 in the general election. However, that individual can write a check for $10,000 to each of the 50 states. That's $500,000. And the states can turn that over to the candidate. It's not counted as being given to the candidate. They can donate money to the Republican and national committees. It's not counted. And then the Supreme Court in its decisions has created this world of what's called super PACs, where I donate the money to a super PAC, millions of dollars, and they can run ads, and so long as they don't say... this is for candidate Smith, or I'm voting for candidate Smith. Those super PAC, that money doesn't count. It's just been absolutely astonishing. And you know, it there's another thing that people should have to realize. In a presidential campaign, what happens in 2016? in 14 states where about 30% of the eligible voters live, 99% of all spending on presidential TV was spent in those states. I mean, think about that. And we really need the culprit there. And I say, you know, there are a lot of people should be indicted for all this stuff. The Supreme Court should be convicted. I mean, they have got to back off their position that money is speech. That money is free speech. What we need to do is give the Congress some flexibility to legislate some restrictions here. Because what happened, you know, why? Because it dilutes my vote and it dilutes your vote. And it's the money that is selecting the candidates. You know, we get down to the wire and so our choice is Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. And everybody says, you know, one candidate was erratic, an egomaniac, why should I go for that candidate? The other candidate was entitled and said nothing and did nothing, why should I go for the candidate? Well, let me make two points about that. One, money was the key to both of them. Money. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And secondly, Hillary Clinton got the Democratic nomination with 8% of the registered Republicans. Donald Trump got the Republican nomination by carrying 7% of the registered Republicans. So if you're a Republican or a Democrat, for God's sakes, get out there early. Don't bitch that I can't stand the candidates. You're the reason those are the candidates. You're sitting on your hands is the reason. And I hope one thing we will get people to realize that the voting in the primaries, getting engaged in the public square is important. And the other point, if you let me make it, is we have so brutalized the process. You know, I've raised a lot of money in my life. I, as you point out, worked for Lyndon Johnson. I was in the Kennedy administration. So raising money is demeaning. However you describe it, talking to these guys, they don't like it. A lot of the reason many of these congressmen are leaving is they just spend so much time raising money. So you have that. You can get beat up. Social media can beat you up. It's almost like mob rule. By the time you catch up with it, the fact that they said something that wasn't true, or that you did something in the back of a car when you were a 16-year-old in high school. I mean, and people say, why the hell should I subject myself to that? I wrote this book because all of these things play into each other. The stronger president and the weaker Congress feed on each other and make things worse. They help politicize the Supreme Court from the moment the president thinks about who's my judicial candidate, he's thinking, will he support my politics? This problem of the states, you know, we forget. The states have become dependent on the federal government. I call them the dependent states. More than a third of the states get the bulk of their money from the federal government to house their people, to educate their people, to fix their infrastructure and what have you. You say there's no free lunch. In government, there are no free crumbs. What you get from the federal government, you comply with mandates. You have to hang on to their strings. So the states that used to have an opportunity, Louis Brandeis once said, you know, to be these test tubes of democracy, their muscles are atrophying. They don't have enough chance to do some stuff on their own, you know, with your own kids. You want your kids to get out there and do it themselves. How many parents have said, look, you have to do that. I can't do that for you. I can, but I'm not going to. You have to. States have to have. We have to get that ability back in the states. And then the one thing we haven't mentioned, which I think is critical, the racial divide in this country is increasingly along political party lines. The Democratic Party The last time the Democratic Party got a majority, over 50% of the white vote was in 1964 when Lyndon Johnson ran. Since then, it's gotten a slipping percentage. It's now hovering in between 30 and 40%. The Democratic Party of Lyndon Johnson got 90-plus percent of the black vote, and most candidates since then have done that. Hillary Clinton didn't. She only got 88%, and the turnout was low. And that demonstrated that it's very difficult for a Democrat to win a national election without 90% of the black vote. Now think about what this means. If the Democrats become the party of blacks and the Republicans and other minorities, and the Republicans become the party of whites, then it makes it much harder for them to compromise and deal. I got to get what I need for my people. They're each going to be saying. And that's one of the reasons why they can't make the deals they used to make.
Our final national segment will be coming right up. How do we fix it? With Joe Califano will help us figure that out.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Year Washington veteran Joseph Califano. How do we fix it before it's too late? And Joe, first off, how do we restore this one man, one vote, and the curbing the influence of money?
The first step in dealing with the influence of money that devastates one man, one vote is the Supreme Court. We've got to get that decision reversed. And I think now there's enough evidence to show the corruption of money and how debilitating it is to our society. There is an appendix in the book.
Yes.
It lists every single Democrat. It's from 2013. And how much money they were required to raise for their campaign committees. It has how much cash they had on hand, how much they'd received, how more they had to get, and also indicates, incidentally, one point I'll make quickly, we have a pay-to-play Congress.
Yes.
If you want to be chair of the Appropriations Committee or the Defense Committee, the committees that oversee big bucks, big private bucks, you have to raise a hell of a lot more money than if you're going to chair, say, the Agriculture Committee. And we're talking $500,000 for your campaign committee, and for the Republicans even more. I couldn't get a Republican chart like this, but I guarantee you there is one. And I hope people take a look at it, because it's a shocking thing. Now, back to your point. The court is number one, and then after that, we will need a Congress. I happen to think that the ultimate solution is public financing. But that requires a Congress that's willing to appropriate sufficient funds so that candidates will choose public financing. The problem with the presidential public financing system, which we had briefly in the early 70s, was that after a couple of years, there wasn't enough money in it. So the candidates rejected it and raised money on the side. I think it is very important for the reason I think education is so important is I think we need to have informed voters. And when we're dealing in a world in which roughly half the kids graduating from high school do not meet basic standards of English and basic standards of math, we're talking about a level of comprehension that makes them very vulnerable for these madmen in the advertising business and for the world of tweets and fake news. I think that's important. I think people have to get engaged. I voted in the last election. Let's get real. By the time it's the last election, it's either Trump or Hillary. You know, there were lots of other candidates hanging out there. You have to get involved at that stage if you want to really have a say in who your candidate is going to be. I think that is critically important. I think we have to really hold our Congress, members accountable and say, what the hell are you guys doing? You are, you know, in the last 20 years, I think you've only, there's only 1 year when you actually had appropriations bills. Everything's been run by a continuing resolution or something like that. Something so big, thousands of pages, nobody knows what's in it. What are you doing? You're spending all your time raising money? As I point out in the book, you know, call time for Democratic congressional candidates, call time, it's a euphemism for calling to raise money. It's 6 hours a day when you're in Washington.
Yeah, unbelievable. Hey, Joe, do you think that, you mentioned that, you know, great civilizations die from within. I remember that we had statesmen, Howard Baker, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, Everett Dirksen, Jacob Javits, even LBJ. Are we missing statesmen now in Washington?
Absolutely. We're missing statesmen. You know, you really can see that. I mean, there would be no great society if half the Republicans hadn't come along. Now, what did that mean? Well, what it meant was, I was a young tiger then, and I was saying to Johnson, you can't give in on this on Medicare, you can't give in on that, you can't do this. And Johnson said, this is a complicated bill. Medicare and Medicaid are hard to execute. If we don't have half the Republicans, we're going to have trouble with it. So we are going to give, and we gave. And he gave to Dirksen, gave to others. I mean, I think, and lots of conversation. And I think that is very important. I also think, you know, this lack of talking that you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, you know, the problem is the only reason somebody goes to the Senate floor is like Rand Paul this past week to do some cub-thumping speech that might get a little television time. The debates that Daniel Webster had or Everett Dirksen and Hubert Humphrey had, we don't see those debates anymore. My hunch is that there probably few people, if any, under 40, that I've ever seen a real debate on the Senate floor or the floor of the House. This is a tragedy. It's a tragedy for our democracy. And the other thing I think we do have to get over, you know, saying to people, I will never vote for him because he isn't with me on climate. I will never vote for her because she's against gun control or for gun control. I will never vote for this person because they're pro-life or pro-choice. We can't live like that. That fractures our society. Vote for people because they have character, because they generally are in line with your views. A citizen shouldn't be so myopic that there's only one issue they care about. You know, sure, there are overarching issues. My God, I lived through them with the Vietnam War, and we certainly lived through them with the civil rights programs in the 60s. I understand that. But those were vast issues. These other issues are relatively narrow issues. I'll only vote and give money to prosecutors who will not enforce marijuana laws.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, which we have from Soros, and this is, you know, it's not one-sided. It's not the Koch brothers. It's the Koch brothers and Soros and Steyer and just an array of people. And that's part also, the reason I say these things feed into each other. We wouldn't have that if we didn't have this monumental concentration of wealth. What do you do if you're worth a couple of $100 billion? You got to do something with your money. So one of the things you do is you buy laws you want to see passed that'll make you more or make you more comfortable.
I want to thank Joe Califano. That's a good way to end it. He's really calling for us to raise up, we the people. Thanks for 30 years of service and now taking on the establishment. The book is Our Damaged Democracy, We the People Must Act. This has been Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Thanks to Joe Califano. Thanks to our national audience for listening. We'll see everybody next Sunday on Business Talk with Jim Campbell.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.